Scott Hennon, Steve Bakken, and I getting cranked up and ready to go for a special edition of What's on Your Mind, live from Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Is this your first trip to Chase on the Lake, Steve?
It's been a while. It's been quite a while since I've been out here. But as opposed to the last time we spoke when you were here, I don't see any ice on the lake.
No, there's no ice on the lake. That's a good thing. It is a little chilly, but...
That's fall. That's part of the... you know what? The trees haven't started changing yet, though. So I was kind of looking forward to that.
Yeah, no, it's a little early for that, thankfully. Yeah, but it's not. Let's not rush fall and winter and everything else here. So, anyway, we'll be out here today, and we're going to be telling you about lots of things that are happening at Chase on the Lake. Also on the program today, Mark Skogerbo and I are going to run through some news headlines and check some sports. You ready to do that today, Mark?
Well, yes, and of course I'm all a Twitter about your guest at 9:30.
Yes, we have Mark Levin. He'll be joining us on 9:30. The great one, Mark Levin. Let's you and I talk about that in a little bit, Mark, because there's an interesting process that has to happen for the Liberty Amendments to become reality. But Mark has a book that is really, it's zoomed into the top of the New York Times best-selling list because of all the frustration that's out there. So we're going to talk with Mark Levin on the program today. We also have a gun grabber. Susan Beeler, who thinks that Heidi Heitkamp could be convinced to sway the other way on increased gun control and background checks. So not so sure that's going to happen today or not. But anyway, very much looking forward to the program today. And before we do anything, let's tell you what's happening at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota this weekend. Teresa's here from the Chase. Teresa's one of the managers here, runs the wonderful Copper Door Aveda Spa. How are you?
Scott.
Better now that I can hear you. Yes, I'm well. Yes. Steve is distracting you.
Yeah, we're trying to get the web page up here. But yeah, welcome back to the Chase. Good to see you back.
Good to see you as well. And there's the Ethnic Festival going on in Walker this weekend.
Wonderful weekend in Walker. It's kind of our kickoff to fall here in Walker. It's our 21st annual Ethnic Fest.
Is that right?
Yeah, and it's a great weekend for family and kids and they do a lot of fun ethnic music and vendors and food it's just a good way to celebrate fall.
So if you're looking for something to do this weekend, that'd be perfect. And then the Hogs and the Hops event is happening here, huh?
Yeah, that's something we're doing here at the Chase, just kind of throwing that in with the Ethnic Fest, doing a little American barbecue here out in the parking lot. Should be fun. Going to be doing some great ethnic beers and hops and throwing in some of our favorite craft beers, too. So, yeah, if you're out enjoying Ethnic Fest, absolutely swing into the Chase and say hi.
So now Ethnic Fest and the Hops and or Hogs and Hops or Hops and Hogs event at the Chase go on all weekend long?
It's it kicks off today, this afternoon a little bit, but the main day is tomorrow. They do a torch lighting to kick off the festival in the court lawn at 10 a.m. And then that kind of just sets off the day tomorrow. So it's just a fun-filled big day on Saturday.
Part of the charm of the Chase is the location to downtown Walker.
You can walk right down there. We're just steps away. So if you're, you know, walking around downtown, just right around the corner, right by the lake is the Chase. And just steps away from all the action and the fun.
Any openings at the spa this weekend if folks want to come in?
You know, there is a couple openings. Absolutely. The spa is always open. Great place to stop in.
That's absolutely right. So there'd be a little R&R combined with the fun of Ethnic Fest and the Hogs and Hops event at the Chase. Lots to do. So fantastic.
Yeah.
Thanks,
well,
Teresa.
Well, thank you. We hope to see everybody.
Come on out to Chase on the Lake. And, of course, there's a great special as well for you. If you're last minute or thinking about booking it, go to chaseonthelake.com, use the promo code SCOTT, and get your best deal. Or just give them a call at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06, and say, hey, I got to have that Scott special at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Beautiful drive. And see, that's the best part of this. Isn't that drive nice?
That drive was beautiful this morning, except for about that 40 minutes when the sun was just popping up and it couldn't get up high enough to reach my sun visor.
Mark Skogerbo is here, and we're going to check some news headlines. Boy, that flooding in Colorado is awful. Understand they're evacuating the entire town of Lyons, Colorado. Didn't even know Lyons, Colorado existed. Did you, Mark? Have you ever been to Lyons, Colorado, all the places in all your travels?
I like it out there. Biblical rains, an inch to two an hour, and three dead, just ripping the little streams, 20-foot high water, all of a sudden, a chaos, panic, and a lot of people moving right there, Boulder and right by the college.
Yeah, it's Boulder County is where Lyons is, a town of about 2,000 residents, and they are evacuating the entire community with the help of the National Guard. So that flooding situation is still difficult. I hadn't heard the description of biblical rains, but it's in that category, huh?
Yeah, that's the front. Walls of water are coming down, Boulder County Sheriff says. It's the front, above the fold on USA Today. Cars in a washout, crushed, upside down. Four vehicles that I can see there in this one picture, and a policeman looking at where the blacktop used to be at 20-foot, 10-foot chasm. It's pretty intense.
Yeah, and you mentioned earlier three fatalities so far and probably more that we are not aware of yet, right?
Yeah, some missing people.
So that's certainly one we're watching closely today as well. It really was a week of weakness on the national security front.
Oh, terrible. You know, and the game that Putin played, the hypocrisy of the New York Times piece is people have to understand that Putin was ahead of the KGB. He's a communist. He's an atheist. He believes that lying is good. He's a master of propaganda. And for him to stand there and talk, and then he says that exceptionalism is extremely dangerous. In other words, the very unique aspect of America, that exceptionalism is our strength and individual uniqueness is our strength, flies in the face of the masses, the communist perspective. He actually ends with "we're created equal," and it is so hypocritical and arrogant. It's just very, very sad. And and of course saying, and then he also says that Assad probably didn't do the chemical weapons. It was probably the rebels.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. He said. Most evidence. He was very emphatic that it was the rebels that did this, just to create international brouhaha and draw America in.
You taking that to the bank?
Well, it's just, and then you have people kind of gushing about Putin, kind of like he's this new rock star. It is just amazing how the topsy-turvy Obama administration has really embarrassed our country and weakened us. And into the fray jumped Putin.
One of the topics we're going to tackle on the program today is this latest threat over milk prices spiking.
We often talk about double.
Yeah, we often talk about gas prices spiking. This is the milk prices actually that would double if the farm bill isn't resolved by October 1st. This smacks a little of the same kind of games that were played on sequestration, though, doesn't it?
It does. It's the panic. It's blackmail, you know. And anybody that looks at the extreme waste in the federal budget knows that we could literally sequester 10% and wouldn't feel any pain if it was done carefully and wisely.
So that's a topic we'll tackle on the program today. Heidi Heitkamp announced also she's going to be doing some Twitter town halls. Is a Twitter town hall enough to satisfy you for a member of Congress? You just shoot your questions there. Would you rather look them eyeball to eyeball, Mark?
That's called managing the flow of information, and it's not honest. It's disingenuous. You can just pick and choose whatever tweets you want. It's got a time frame on it. It's evasive. She's supposed to serve the people of North Dakota. She needs to stand there, stand up, defend her 6% voting record, according to Heritage, and say why she's mostly just a puppet of Obama.
And one other story caught my attention here today that's in the forum. A 15-year-old boy beat up last month as he confronted a fellow 15-year-old boy who had sent an explicit photo to his 13-year-old sister.
That's just pathetic.
This is all over Snapchat.
Right.
Police executed a search warrant on the 13-year-old's cell phone last week, saying in the affidavit the older brother took a baseball bat to the meeting with the boy because he sent this lewd picture to his sister on Snapchat. I bet you're going to take the side of the little boy with the baseball bat, aren't you? We'll tackle that one at the bottom of the hour and check some sports, too. Stay tuned, folks. This is the What's on Your Mind preview coming up. Don't go away.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy. Good schools. Safe communities. And keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
It's a modern-day gold rush. Black gold, that is. North Dakota is the nation's second leading oil producer, pumping out over 793,000 barrels a day. Stop. This just in. Apex is hiring mechanical engineers and plumbers now. The right candidates earn $25 to $35 an hour depending on experience. Call Jim at 701-651-6753. That's 701-651-6753. Apex USA is an equal opportunity employer.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We're back at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, the location for our broadcast for a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Steve Bakken and I cranking up. Mark Levin will be on the program today. He's written the new book, The Liberty Amendments, Restoring the American Republic. And there's a couple of pages at the end of the book where he goes through the amendments themselves and the actual language. And it is so simple, it's unbelievable. So we're going to talk with Mark about the idea of this fix for many of the things that ails the United States, basically the states getting back in the game and amending the Constitution. Susan Beeler will be here. Does she have any official title, Steve, Susan Beeler?
She's kind of the unofficial spokesperson of initiated measures in in western North Dakota, the Bismarck-Mandan area.
All right, so she she's in Mandan, and she has been a proponent of additional gun legislation, including the background checks, and is out to get Heidi Heitkamp to change her mind. So we're going to talk about that. It's Normal or Nuts Friday, which is always fun. We have a few Normal or Nuts questions, including One we're going to tackle today on the program about these town hall meetings and whether the right way to interact with constituents is over Twitter or whether, you know, folks prefer something face-to-face. So we're going to tackle that one today on the program as well. Looking forward to that. Jared Olson is here from Chase on the Lake, and Jared's been our guest before and talked a little bit about a way for you to own a piece of the Chase.
Yeah, absolutely.
How are you, Jared?
Good. Nice to see you guys again.
Nice to see you. Glad to be back at the Chase. Always makes the weekend fun with the Ethnic Fest going on and Hogs and Hops. There is a lot happening this weekend.
This weekend, yeah.
So a great weekend to come on out and enjoy all the fun and then take a tour of one of the Chase condos that you can actually own. Why? For a couple of things we should talk about. One, the price points have recently been reduced.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. We have units starting at $150,000. And they go up from there all the way to $425,000, depending on the location in the building and the view. But, yeah, they started at $150,000, and we also have an optional rental program for buyers to to get into so that they can rent the unit out when they're not using it to try to make some income to offset their cost.
And if I said, hey, I really like this three-bedroom unit, it's got a neat lake view, you can actually go back and tell me what kind of rental history that's had, so I'll know how much income's coming back, right?
Yeah, we have the last 4 years of data on that, and actually this year we're up 12% right now as it goes. So we continue to climb. We have units that gross as much as $40,000 nowadays.
Yeah, and that is one heck of a deal. Also, you know, as folks are packing up the cabin right now, wherever they are, and they have their aching back, and, you know, they're pulling the dock out and putting the boat away and, you know, buttoning down the hatches for the fall. That's one of the things you avoid with ownership at Lake on, at Chase on the Lake.
Yeah, that's what we really stress is maintenance-free. You know, you come up, you unpack your bags, and you just enjoy your vacation, whereas, you know, a lot of people who do have the cabin, they're stuck cutting the grass, they're stuck painting the trim, you know, they're fixing the doors all the time. We have that all available here, so you can actually come up and have a real vacation at the lake.
Yeah, that's really, I mean, that's not to be underestimated at all.
It is not, no.
Yeah. So, you know, you get the rental income when you're not using it.
Yep.
And you guys handle all that.
Yep.
And you get all the amenities of Chase on the lake, so, you know, if you want to rent a boat, if you want to, you know.
It's all here. You just come up and unpack your bags. You can rent a boat. You can grab a fishing guide, go fishing. We got the spa, the hot tub, the pool, everything you need. So
somebody to cook for you in the 502.
Somebody to cook for you, too. That's very important, you know.
Yeah, and, of course, the pool and the spa and all the amenities, literally part of the facility. So
yeah.
What's not to like? What's that, Steve?
And I'll actually be coming back this weekend as my grandma's. Well, I probably shouldn't say anything. It's a surprise for her.
Oh, no.
She's not listening anyway.
Okay.
But we're coming out here for to do a little celebrating with her on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So
soaking it all in.
Yeah. It should be a nice weekend.
Yeah,
it's
very
gorgeous
much so.
Out there.
Yeah, it is. Then this time of year is just a great time to, you know,
kick back.
Savor every last little inch of the sun shining and the warmth. And
trees are going to be changing colors soon.
Exactly right.
Yep.
So here's what we want folks to do. Come out and see Chase on the Lake. If you haven't seen it, just actually tour the whole facility, tour these condos, talk to Jared about the price reductions and getting into one of these units, starting at $150,000.
$150,000. We have all the information online on the Chase on the Lake website. They can get on there, look at floor plans, pricing, and if they have any further questions, they can email or call me.
ChaseOnTheLake.com is the website.
Correct.
And how do they call you?
218-209-5366 is my cell phone, or best way is to go through the website and just email me.
How many seasons are there here at Chase on the Lake? You mentioned the fall color change.
Yep.
That's a season unto itself.
Yep.
Of course,
yep.
The summer, the fishing, the spring.
Yep.
The fall. How many seasons do you experience here at Chase?
We usually go into the, you know, the four. You got the color changing, you got the winter coming, and then you got the spring. And, you know, I always count fish opener as one, too.
Year round.
Yeah.
Except when it's...
except when there's ice in the lake, like last time.
Yeah. There's impediments like big, thick sheets of ice. Mess things up good. All right, Jared, we'll talk with you a little later on. Thanks a bunch.
Yep, thanks, guys.
ChaseOnTheLake.com and Jared Olson with us. Talk a little bit about Chase ownership. Great way to go. All right, so coming up on What's On Your Mind, it's a Normal or Nuts Friday. Are you normal or are you nuts today, Steve?
Oh, I'm always normal. You're the nuts one, Scott.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, it is.
I see. All right. So am I nuts to think that Heidi...
We decided that yesterday when you weren't here, by the way.
I think Heidi Heitkamp should walk among the unwashed and actually have some in-person town halls. Is that crazy?
No, it's not. I agree with you. you know, we get a little spoiled with Congressman Cramer and his transparency. Senator Hovind comes on as much as he can come on. Senator Heitkamp needs to come on more. I mean, this is an opportunity for her to be heard across the entire state on our network, and we would love to have her on. We have an open invitation for her at all times.
Yeah, we invite her every week, but, you know, I'm even less interested in trying to do some shameless promotion for our show. She'd love to come on. Great. It's a nice, easy way to interact with constituents. My
but
thought is
Twitter the way?
Yeah, I mean, you know, man.
Who's on Twitter? I mean, it's a very small percentage of the population that's on Twitter, let alone a social networking site or a social media site. There really aren't that, you may think so, but there really aren't that many people that are connected into the internet via Facebook and the other social medias, the Pinterest and all those. Twitter's just a small percentage of that. Who really is the normal person in North Dakota on Twitter? The average person, the one that's out in the tractor, the one that's out working the ranch, working out in the oil field?
No.
I doubt it.
Yeah, we got to be talking, you know,
very small percentage.
Single-digit percentage of North Dakotans that are interacting.
So who are you reaching with Twitter?
Yeah. A lot of folks already weighing in on that one on our Facebook page, so we'd love to have you weigh in on that as well.
You can weigh in on Twitter, too.
You can, actually. Here's something that I think is definitely nuts. A Wahpeton sex offender sleeping in a park where children play. Hello. If you're a sex offender, you should forfeit your right to camp in the park, especially as a alternative place to stay.
Well, I was trying to find out last night, because most city parks don't have camping in them. They usually close at 10 o'clock or when it gets dark. I was trying to find the regulations last night online for Wahpeton, and I couldn't find them anywhere. So I don't know if this park has camping or not, but most city parks, you can't stay overnight. It's the big sign when you walk in, park closes at 10 p.m., get out. There's no overnight camping.
Well, as I understand, the city officials knew that he was there, so that seems a little odd. Colin Peterson is threatening. He's, of course, the Minnesota 7th District Congressman, that your milk prices might have to double. Might have to double. What do you think of that?
That would make milk more expensive than gas, right?
Yeah, exactly right.
Okay.
All right, Jason in North Dakota wants to weigh in on the Colorado flood. We'll do that when we come back. We also are going to talk a little bit about sports headlines, tell you more about what's happening this weekend at Chase on the Lake. It's Ethnic Fest going on in Walker, and the Hogs and Hops event at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, for our broadcast today on What's on Your Mind.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
The Bakken is buzzing about drill and dry absorbents from Green Technologies. Green Technologies is the exclusive distributor of drill and dry, a product that can save you time and save you money in the oil patch. It is the best all-natural absorbent product specifically produced for oil field applications. Drill and dry from Green Technologies. Find out more at gtmwt.com. That's their website, gtmwt.com, or call 855-246-4312. It's a fine-grade product with unique properties made as an efficient absorbent commonly used for oil and water cleanup, spills, and other environmental remediation. And the high absorption results in rapid drill bit cuttings drying. High internal void volume results in savings up to 30% too. Drill and dry. The best all-natural absorbent specifically produced for oil field applications. Green Technologies is the place to get drill and dry. Call 855-246-4312 or online at gtmwt.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We are back live at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. What's on your mind? Special broadcast from Chase today for the Ethnic Fest happening in Walker, Minnesota all weekend long. Hope you come on over and take it in. And if you want a great deal, go to chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott. All right? Great, great deal. Also, you can call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06, and just tell them you want the Scott special. All right, Tom wants to weigh in on the flooding in Colorado. Then Mark's here with the sports. Hey, Tom. No, I'm sorry, Jason. Jason, you're up on What's on Your Mind. How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing good today, Scott. Thanks for, putting the news on about Colorado. I'm hoping that people start realizing that this diversion that Fargo wants to build, where now they're talking about putting even a skyscraper in the floodplain, much less a $55 million school in the bottom of the floodplain. What happens when we get rains like we get around here? Because we get 7 to 8 inches of rain in one shot. And once this diversion's built, the chances of people being hurt increase significantly.
You think the cart's getting before the horse on the on the redevelopment of downtown before there's a permanent plan in place?
Well, I just said they're talking about building a skyscraper in the middle of the floodplain, and they talked about how they could build these things so it doesn't fail. But yet, when you get a 7-inch rain in the middle of the diversion or the flood bowl or whatever you want to call it, it doesn't hold water back when it happens inside it. And unless they put a dome around it, how will they keep the water out?
By the way, Monday, Doug Burgum is going to join us on the program, and we're going to talk a little bit about the proposed Dakota Place, I think is the working title now for that skyscraper, and talk about some of those very issues on the staging of all that. So interesting points, and certainly does remind us that Mother Nature can throw some curveballs at you every now and then. Jason, appreciate the call, 855-200-1776. By the way, Mark, we have to thank our listeners for all those calls that have come in, clamoring to get Rush Limbaugh back on AM 1100 The Flag. Our listeners in AM 1090 KTGO in Tioga already, of course, hear Rush. But we have forwarded all those on, and I have from good authority they are being heard and having an effect. So we want folks to continue to call in at 855-200-1776 with your direct appeals to Mr. Rush Limbaugh about where you'd like to hear his radio program. But it's kind of fun to hear those pouring in and know they're working, isn't it?
It is, and even some people in the streets, some people like even at the gas station are saying, are you going to get Rush back? And what does that mean for your show? You know, if we get him back, maybe I'll go 2 to 5 or whatever, you know?
And, of course, you already heard 2 to 5 on KTGO, so it allows us to have you be heard and take live callers in both places at the same time. So
that would be really cool.
But the main thing is just let your voice be heard on this. We've heard from a lot of folks. Our switchboard has been inundated. Poor Marie has been taking one call after another, and we know that means Rush is love, number one. Number two, we know you want him back at his rightful home, AM 1100 The Flag. So we've also heard from the Rush Limbaugh folks that the messages are being well received, and Rush and his staff are hearing them. So keep them coming, and stay tuned. We'll see what we can get accomplished here. 855-200-1776 is that toll-free telephone number. What are you more excited about, the wind down of the Twins season or the Vikes at the Chicago Bears' home place on Sunday, Mark?
You know, I have to say, up door number three, the Manning Bowl. that's pretty historic, is Peyton and Eli Manning, who between them threw for 962 yards last week and 11 touchdowns. The brothers are going at each other for the third time. And Peyton is trying to go 3-0, but he said really he just wants to go 2-0 for the Broncos, and Eli wants to right the ship. But I am I'm kind of excited about going to Chicago. Williams is likely to play. I'll tell you what, these are men. The offensive line has been really, really. They must have overestimated themselves and underestimated the opponent. But we got a lot of talent. The whole offensive line has returned. I'm looking for a big day for Peterson in Chicago, and I think we're going to win the Vikings game. Of course, the coach has gotten right behind and given his full blessing to Ponder again. So Ponder is running out of options, and he better perform well, or the clamor will just get very intense. That's cool.
The Twins are 5-6 in September. Last night dropped one to Oakland, 8-2. Did you have a silver lining in that one?
Yes, I did. The PP boys, Presley and Pinto, each got a hit, and they're batting over. Presley's batting over 300, and Pinto is still batting like 450. So the really sad thing, though, is Scott Diamond, who was really our star last year until he got hurt, has been down in the minor leagues. He came back. He didn't even make it five innings, gave up four earned runs. Our pitching is in dire straits. I just got to say that. And, you know, what happened the night before to Pelfrey was absolute disaster. So the Twins have got enormous challenges. The rest of the baseball world is getting more interesting as we wind down towards the playoffs. You know, it looks like Boston is almost a cinch, as is Detroit. Oakland, Texas is still within good reach of Oakland in the Western Division. And we got the Central Division in the National League. Pittsburgh, St. Louis tied, and Cincinnati only 2.5 games behind. Other than that, Los Angeles and Atlanta got it wired. But we're getting only like 15 to 18 games left before we get to the playoffs in baseball. So that's drawing some real interest as well. And then Tiger Wood rimmed off several putts in the tournament, still shot a 66, and pouted and huffed and puffed. The fabulous Zach Johnson is 7-under, Tiger is 5-under, and Brad Snedeker is 8-under at Lake Forest in Illinois. And That's the Gophers are having injury laden. The UND hopes that they can right the ship against Montana, and of course, NDSU is just rock star of the football world.
All right, there you go. A little check of the sports. The Bison a Sioux weekend, and the Twins not doing so hot. The Vikes with the Bears, and the Manning Bowl, all of that. Quick question. Mark Levin's going to join us on the program at 9:30 today to talk about the Liberty Amendments, restoring the American Republic. You have been our Constitution coach all along on the program. Has he found the right formula here, you think?
He has, and when I first heard about this book, I thought, what a horrible bunny trail. Isn't the Constitution good enough? But when I read this book, for example, he's got a balanced budget amendment in there. A. B. He says, you know, the Founding Fathers could never have imagined the judges go so crazy, so let's, instead of having lifetime serving senile, crazy, radical left and, you know, and doddering judges, let's put a 12-year time limit on them. He talks about controlling taxes to 15% max, and restoring the 17th Amendment, which means let the state legislatures choose the senators, so the states have some input to the government, and then coupled with the 12-year term limits for the senators, we're not going to have this good old boy network that seems to be incapable of getting things done. But the real genius of the whole process is that he has put together the words that have to be exactly the same. time and says instead of doing it through Congress, do it through the states with states conventions. That means three-fourths of the states, the magic number is 38, having conventions, has a six-year time window from the time the first one is passed. Okay, North Dakota can call a convention, and we can preempt federal government.
Explain a convention. Is it the legislature that has to call? Who calls the convention?
And there it gets a little murkier. Generally, I think that would be a process. That would be a real good process. It probably might even be how one becomes a delegate to the convention.
Yeah. That's what I'm curious
convention.
About.
I'm curious about the mechanics of all of it.
That's
a really good question, and I think maybe the state legislature would have a leg up. The states, though, would choose the process, but that's one that I'm ambiguous about. Remember, it's never been done.
I know.
But
again, I think that's what people are looking for, something that is a way out of the morass, the way it hasn't been.
Start it right here in North Dakota, see?
Exactly.
You know,
thanks for your passion on it, Mark, and we look forward to chatting with Mark Levin on it coming up a little later on. The Liberty Amendments, Restoring the American Republic. We're at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, in Walker, Minnesota today. Jared Olson is here, and we're talking about Chase ownership today, and that means you literally owning a piece of Chase on the Lake. And this is a very unique way. I don't know if there's anything like this. This little maintenance and all these amenities all in one place. It's a great way to go, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We have studio units starting out, one bedroom, one bathroom, going all the way up to three bedroom, two bathroom. So a lot of different sizes and views of the lake, some city view. Starting at $150,000, we just dropped the price 35%. So
across the board, the price has gone up 35%.
Yep.
And the amenities, explain the condos.
The condos are beautiful. I mean, they have granite countertops, stainless steel appliances. They're decorated very tastefully. They're not the biggest square footage, about 1,000 square feet, but it feels a lot bigger than that when you're in there. Large living rooms, fireplaces, flat-screen TVs. I mean,
and somebody else is doing the maintenance. Somebody else is doing
the housekeeping.
Cleaning the place, the whole deal.
You just come up and enjoy your vacation.
And then, things come up. You can't always be there. When you're not there, for instance, if you're a summer person, not a winter person, then you have the benefit of the rental program, right?
Yeah, exactly. Most of the people that do buy here, we've sold two already this year, and most of the people will rent it out when they're not using it. It's a way to earn some income to defer your cost. We have a 50-50 split with the resort. So if you're not using it, it can make you some money.
Yeah, that's a great way to go, too. So the main thing is folks really just need to get here to Chase on the Lake, go online, get a little flavor of this wonderful facility, and then just give Jared a call, come here and take a tour, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Go to chaseonthelake.com. We have floor plans of all the different units. We have pricing, and then my email's on there, too, so they can hit me up with any questions. But, we have the last 4 years of rental history, too, so if they're interested in gross rents, I have some units that have done as well as $40,000 this year. And we have the last 4 years that I can get them if they like a particular unit.
That's a nice little bonus. And, of course, that's hassle-free, too.
Yep.
You
exactly.
take care of all of that,
yep.
right? I mean, yep. literally, there's nothing to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's a great way to go. Chase on the Lake Condo Tells. They are just absolutely beautiful. And, of course, the facility has all the amenities. I mean, the 502 restaurant, the Copper Dora Veda Spa, the bowling alley. I mean, if you have family events, there's meeting space here. There's, all the fun of Leech Lake and the charm of Walker, Minnesota. So
absolutely.
What's not to love? What number can folks reach you at, too?
218-209-5366.
All right. Or just zip them an email and check out the website, chaseonthelake.com. Thanks,
absolutely.
Jared.
Thank you.
More from Chase on the Lake when we come back. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at What's On Your Mind Radio.
Bakken Bruce. He's the guy you want to call if you have a problem in the Bakken. I'm talking about Bruce Anker at Legacy Steel Buildings. They're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at great prices. And I've heard the story over and over and over again. Scott, thanks for the tip. Glad you sent us to Bruce. Can't believe the deal we're getting. Oh, incredible. We'll never build another building with anybody ever again. That's what they tell me. And you know what? Even if you never end up buying a thing, from Bruce and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, it'll be worth the time to learn a little bit about solving problems in the Bakken. That's why I call him Bakken Bruce, because I tell you, he can solve problems. Bruce and his brother Wayne Anker have Legacy Steel Buildings. It's a great, great story. They've been building buildings for generations all throughout the Upper Midwest. Call this number, 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. Ask for Bakken Bruce at Legacy Steel Buildings. Hey, Scott Hillam, with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com longevity link is a place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com longevity link.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. This is the What's On Your Mind program. We got the preview hour going here, and Steve Bakken and I will be opening up the phones and joined by K-Fire 550 in Bismarck, KCJB in Minot, KELTC in Dickinson, as well as these stations you're listening to right now, KTGO in Tioga and AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo. Going to run through the weather in just a minute, but I do want to tell you what's happening at Chase on the Lake and Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota this weekend. It is Ethnic Fest at Walker, Minnesota, and that is also prompting lots of fun at Chase on the Lake. And Teresa's here to tell us about some of the fun. Teresa, one of the managers here at Chase on the Lake, who runs the wonderful Copper Door Aveda Spa. We better get a plug in for the spa.
Oh, yeah. You got it for that spa.
What kind of services can folks get at your
spa? Oh, you know, it's just all the wellness services. We do the massages, manicure, facials, you know, all Aveda concept services. So, beautiful spa.
I'm feeling the stress just kind of melt away right now.
It is. You know, it's a great spot to spend some time.
You heat up those stones. What do you call that again?
That's the Hot Water's Edge Stone Massage.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's a wonderful massage.
Nothing better there.
Yeah.
Well, Ethnic Festival has been going on for a few years in Walker.
21 years it's been going on, so it's a great, great festival for Walker. It's pretty much our kickoff for the fall here up north, so it's a great, fun family day.
Time-honored tradition, and it is this weekend, so if you're sitting here on a Friday saying, you know what, I just want a break, I want to take it easy, give them a call at Chase on the Lake, 888-CHASE-06. Go online, chaseonthelake.com. By the way, use the promo code SCOTT for the best specials. And book yourself a room and then come take in some of the fun. Tell us.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's just a fun, fun family day. It's ethnic foods and vendors. You have bagpipes, like, running around downtown, you know, doing their thing. The Canadian fiddlers come up or come down. Just a fun day, you know, and just walk around and enjoy the fall atmosphere here.
That sounds great. And there's also hogs and hops at Chase.
That is our part of doing an ethnic fest here. We're doing the American barbecue right out here in front of the Chase, doing some local craft beers, doing a little beer sampling, which will be kind of fun. So you can stop by and say hi.
So given the name Hogs and Hops, I'm guessing that some of that barbecue will be some pork sandwiches.
Just follow the grill. Brian, the GM here, will be grilling. So you just follow that right on over here.
We'll be smelling the grill.
Absolutely.
And savoring all that wonderful flavor.
Thank you. Should be a really fun, fun day.
Sounds good. We'll have a blast this weekend.
We are.
Great to see you as always.
Yeah, and we hope to see everybody here.
Give them a call, folks, at 888-CHASE-06 or go online to chaseontheleg.com and come on out for the weekend. It should be a lot of fun. Thanks, Teresa.
You bet. Thank you.
Good to talk with you. All right, a couple of your calls coming in on the question of who you'd like to have follow What's on Your Mind on AM 1100 The Flag. Roll one of those for us, Tom, would you?
Definitely get Rush back. I would switch from The Flag to 101.9 just to listen to him. So get him back. He's good. He knows what he's talking about. Thanks.
And just for folks that have not been following this, another station she referenced, 101.9, has a competitor of ours, of AM 1100 The Flag, has waved the white flag, are out of the talk radio game. So that's good for us. More listeners for AM 1100 The Flag, but one of their top talk talents was, of course, Rush Limbaugh. So folks have been calling and saying, "Hey, want to have Rush back and rolling on your radio station." So we've encouraged folks to call and let their voice be heard on that, and we're forwarding those on to Rush Limbaugh and hope to have a positive outcome from that effort very soon. Here's another one. Roll another call from a listener.
Yes, I was just calling to request that Rush be put back on. And I definitely would love to hear that. And if you get a chance to, Mark Levin, that'd be great too. All right, well, thanks.
Thanks for the call. Mark Levin is already on AM 1100 The Flag, 5 until 8. And he'll be on What's on Your Mind today, talking about the Liberty Amendment. So appreciate that. Other folks have called and said, get Rush back where he belongs, back to his home on the flag. So keep those coming, Wolf, and make the appeal directly to Rush. We'll send that right to him. All right, let's tell you about your weather forecast here. As we look ahead to the weekend and how we're faring weather-wise into the weekend, we'll start with the oil patch and tell you that it'll be sunny in the low 80s today. Tonight, partly cloudy, about 57. Slight chance of some thunderstorms, mid-70s tomorrow. Saturday night, clear. Cool down there, about 44. Sunday, sunny and not quite even 70. Cool again Sunday night, clear 47. Sunny on Monday, 75. Back to 80 by Tuesday as we look ahead, so not too bad there. Right now, 53 degrees at our tower in Tioga, calm winds, and 77% humidity, 50 over in Minot at this hour as well, and 51 in Williston. A quick check of how we're looking in the patch for you at this hour. Dickinson, 54 degrees, sunny skies already. Fargo and the Red River Valley, sunny today, should be about mid-70s, mid to upper 70s in much of the valley tonight, clear 54. Saturday, some showers, low 70s tomorrow. Slight chance of showers into Saturday night and the upper 40s for a high. Sunday, sunny, but again, not quite 70. Sunday night, clear, about 45. Monday, sunny, a high of 71 degrees. Monday night, partly cloudy. And then Tuesday, slight chance of showers. Should be in the mid-70s on Tuesday. So the valley not going to warm up yet by Tuesday. That'll happen out there in the oil patch. So 53 degrees, sunny skies. Winds south at about 7 miles an hour in Fargo at this hour, and rest of the area, Grand Forks, 46 degrees and sunny skies as well. So 54 in Fargo at this hour, just jumped up one, and Grand Forks 46 and sunny but chilly. All right, what's on your mind? Your phone calls straight ahead on a normal or nuts edition of the Common Sense Club. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing 3-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.